After I spoke yesterday, there were many people with many questions from many different directions. Just want to review and make certain things exceedingly clear. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, those Yisod HaTorah, Yisod HaYisodos, the Amud HaChochmos, Leida, Sheyesham Motzui Rishon. The fundamental, most fundamental of all fundamentals, and the pillar on which all Chochmah rests, is a deep understanding, experience that there is a first cause, the foundation of all existence. Umamtzi kol hanimtza. It's the first mitzvah. Then the Rambam, after he discusses this mitzvah, Perek Aleph, says, Hokel hanichbod v'hanora hazeh mitzvah la'avo. La'avo. It's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, for Yiras Hashem. V'heichi ha'derech la'avoso v'yiroso. How does one get there? V'sho'a she'yizbonein ha'odom v'maisov u'bruov ha'niflom ha'gedolim. V'yir mehem chochmoso she'en lo erech v'lo keitz. Miyad, u'ohev u'meshabeach u'mofoyo u'mesaveh Taiva Gadola Leida Hashem Hagodol. So the Rambam says, if a person would only understand the unbelievable chachma that goes into the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, immediately have a tremendous taiva to experience, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have a close keshet with him. K'mo Yishom HaDavid, Tzoma Navshi L'Elokim L'Kelchoy. I thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mishamachashev, B'dvarim Ho'elu Atzmon, Miyat, and a person thinks of it, Humirta Lachorov, he'll jump back. V'yira, we fear, v'yafached, be in terror, v'yodea, and he'll know. Shabriya Kitano, he's a small little creation, Shvela low, Afela dark, Omeid Bedatzakala, Ma'uta, who stands with a very little understanding, Fnei Tmim Adeos, in front of He who has the perfection of all knowledge. K'mo Shom HaDovik Ki Erech Shomech HaMas B'Atzasecho Ma'enesh Kisis Kerenu. Okay. That the moment a person understands the unbelievable Chochmah that's in this world, he'll be overwhelmed. Remember, this Rambam always bothered me. The world is full of physicists and chemists and scientists who every day study the unbelievable Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ram says immediately they should jump, want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they don't. And the answer, it bothered me for a while until I read the Ram a little more carefully. It says, V'heichu ha'derech la'avoso v'yiroso. Shtboni ha'odom b'maiso v'bruav v'nefloi. Depends what a person's attitude is. If a person's attitude is that I'm out to understand the chachma with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and runs this world, ain't a chanami. But if my attitude is I'm studying science and nothing's going to happen to him. And the Rambam then goes on to have Perek Beis, the rest of Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet. What he considers Maisa Breishis and Maisa Merkava. Maisa Breishis is the entire way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, the physical world, and Maisa Merkava is the spiritual world. Okay. Now, the Rambam ends up. Vinyonei Arba Prokem Ho'elu, and the inyan of these four prakim, shebechomed shamitzvos ha'elu, what are these five mitzvahs? There's avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, yediyas Hashem. What are the mitzvahs? Yediyas Hashem, yichud Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. It's Pardes. Talking about the greatest Tanoim, even they could not really understand these things with a clarity. Vani Omer, says the Rambam, Shein Royi Li Tayel B'Pardes. One should not involve himself in these things. He's Maisa Breishis and Maisa Merkava. Means all forms of Kabbalah, etc. Elami, Shinismale, Kreso, Lechem Ubosa. Someone whose stomach is filled of bread and meat. Velechem Abosa. Velechem Bosa. To know basically Shas, everything that's also muta. To know all of Shas, all of Nigla. That means the Rambam says very clearly all this union of philosophy and call it philosophy, machshava, Kabbalah, a person cannot understand it only stand Shas first. Okay. One has to make them first. Shehein, for two reasons. Miyashvin daito shel odom tchila. I'm obsessed. Until you understand Shas well, have a clarity in Shas, and have your mind oriented properly, you're not going to be understand all of these other things. The Ode, and also, what does Shas achieve for you, and what does Shas accomplish for you? Shein HaTova HaGadola, this is the great Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hishbia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yishuv HaOlam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a great gift to the people in this world. That means, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, HaOlam Hazeh is a prozdor to Olam Haba. It's like a corridor leading into a gigantic palace hall. Hasken atzmacha b'prozdor. Prepare yourself in the prozdor. Kadesh tikonis the traklin. So you'll go into this massive hall and this massive, massive ballroom, this massive palace. And how do you do that? Says the Rambam. By learning Shas. Shemi Yashvin, first of all, orients you properly, straightens out your thinking. And this is the way, Lin Chuchayel Mabba, Fayefsher Shiyedim Hakol. Because the Rambam is not saying that after you finish learning Shas and you learn Kabbalah, Kabbalah is It's another dimension of Torah that brings you also to Olam Haba. Limud HaTorah is the key to Olam Haba. But there has to be a way for all of Klal Yisrael to get to Olam Haba. Not only the super intellectuals who understand the highest, most sophisticated things. No. Every Jew has to have that ability. So how did Kadosh Baruch Hu give every Jew that ability? Through knowing Shas. And don't say, it's too hard for me to know. I can't figure it out. Everyone can know it. Every man, whether it's a gadol and katan, ish v'isha, balev rochev u'balev katzer, have a great mind, a small mind, man, woman, children, adults, everyone. Torah is accessible to everybody. There's no such thing as a mind that's not made for Torah. A mind that's not made for Torah, so how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu expect this person to get to Olam Haba? Maybe after you know all of this, all of these things are also v'hamuta. Then you can go into Kabbalah. Fine, wonderful. It's another dimension. But first the Rambam says, you have to give male crates and fill your stomach with basa v'yayin. And what's basa v'yayin? Ha'osa v'hamut ha'shar kol ha'mitzvahs, knowing all the mitzvahs. Now, and the Rambam is explaining very much, what is the key to Olam Haba for everybody? Kol Yisrael Yeshem Cholom. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, someone asked me last night, but what do the other people say? I don't know what the other people say because I'm a very simple Jew. I just read what it says. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, in Parches, Hatova hatzfuna tzadikim hu chai olam haba. That good that is hidden for tzadikim is chai olam haba. Hem achayim sheni mohem moves vahatova sheni mohem ro. It's chayim without death and it's good without any evil. Shekosev batoru l'man yitav l'cho v'harach t'yomim v'yom shekulo tov v'yom shekulo aruch. It's olam haba. Schar ha-tzadikim hu shigitzku l'noam zeh v'yu b'tov zeh. The schar of tzadikim is that they're going to be zochet to this. And they'll participate in this tova, this wonderful thing. Okay. Now, Rambam then writes in Paratez, Me'achi shenoda shema'an scharen shal mitzvahs, that the schar of mitzvahs ha-tova shenizku lo, Im shamarnu derech Hashem, kosev haTorah hu chai olam haba. Chai olam haba. So why does the Torah tell me all about? The Torah promises me, schar tells me olam hazeh. Why? So the Rambam says, kol osen hadvarim emes hoyu, v'yiyu. All of those things are true, and they will be true. They have been true, and they will be true. And listen very carefully to the Lashon of the Rambam. Ubizman shonu osim kol ha-mitzvahs ha-Torah. And if we will do all the mitzvahs in the Torah, yagiu eleinu tovot olam hazeh kulo, we'll be zochah to all the good things in this world. Ubizman shonu ovrim aleim, we do averis. So bad things will happen to us. V'yafo pikein. And still, ain't oson hatovos ain't sos matan schar and shal mitzvahs. That good that we get in this world for doing mitzvahs, that's not the ultimate schar. For oson haros and the bad that we get, when we do get punishment, is not the nekama that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Elokachu heitzeya hadvarim. This is I'm going to spread out and explain to you the whole thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Zu eitz chachayim. V'kol ha'osa kol ha'kosa bo. Let's say. Eitz chayim hi lemachazikim bo. Chol osa kol hakosav. And if you do everything it says in there, v'yodo deya gemura nechona, and you understand it with a complete and proper understanding, zocha bo l'chaye ha'olam abo. So the Rambam says there are two types of schar. Schar mitzvah bo olam hazeh without olam abo, and schar mitzvah with olam abo. If you have only mitzvahs without limud Torah, it's very nice and very fine. Schar mitzvah bo olam hazeh. But if you combine that with the schus Torah, so then it's olam habo. Ulfi godel maisov, and according to the greatness of his maisim, for godel chochmoso huzolcha. Okay, it's very good. Every morning, I recite 10 mishnas, and so I have mischus haTorah in a chanami. But Ram says godel chochmoso. The deeper your understanding, and the greater your understanding, and the more you know that Tosas well, and the more you understand that Rashba well, and the Rashi and the Ramban, the greater your chedek in Olam HaBas. Ftichonu b'Torah, and the Torah promised us, Shimnasa also b'simcha uv'tovas nefesh, and if we'll do it with simcha and tovas nefesh, v'nehege b'chochmosa tamid, and we will continually be hoge in his chochma, sheyosu mimenu kol dvarim hamonim osu melas osu. Person will say, yeah, I really want to, but you got to understand, there's this, and 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 there's this. Ram says, sheker. This is the man they say didn't believe in learning too much Torah. Okay. He says, let me repeat. If shimnasa osa besimcha uvetuvas nefesh, you have to do mitzvahs besimcha uvetuvas nefesh, v'nehege b'chachmasa tamid, and we'll be totally absorbed in Torah, sheyosir mimenu, he'll take away from us, everything that prevents us from doing it. Holy illness, milchama war, the raw of hunger, chiyotzben. And he'll give us all the tovos, hamachaskim es yodeinu lasas es kol haTorah, to give us the ability to do the Torah. Gansova, v'sholom, raus ketzev, v'zohov. Kedei shlo nasa kol yomeinu bedvorim shaguf tzorach lehem. That Rambam says as follows. Yeah, not everyone has the ability to be totally absorbed in Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the people he gives the ability to be totally absorbed in Torah. How does he choose it? Not Chosaves, not the biggest minds. Now they say in this country, learning Torah all day is only for the Iluyim. The Rambam doesn't say that. It's not what it says here. I say I'm a very simple Jew. I just see what it says here. If a person is someyach, the simcha in life comes from mitzvahs, and his simcha in life comes from Torah. Ki heim chayenu v'or chameinu v'em nege yom v'olayla. Nosiach b'chukech v'nismach b'divrei sarasech. Take it with a simcha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure, if that's your attitude and you're totally absorbed in it, I'll make sure you have everything you need to do it. No questions. Hiftichonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us. Because otherwise we're going to have to spend our days wondering about everything the goof says. Eloneshev, he'll enable us to be pnuyim lilmod b'chochma v'lazus hamitzvah. Why? So what's the big deal He'll give us the ability to sit and learn Torah all day. Kedei shenizke v'chaye ha'olam haba. He could not be clearer. V'chein hodiyonu b'Torah, told us in the Torah, shemnazav ha'Torah, if we'll leave learning Torah, midaitenu, means you have the ability and you'll willfully walk away from it. V'nazav behevli azman, and you get yourself involved in all the Irish guy. Inyan shenema v'yishman yishun v'yivot, shedayin ha'emes, the true judge, Yosim min ha'ozim kol ha'tovus olam hazeh shein chizku yudeyim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows. If there's a tremendous amount of limud HaTorah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a yeshef bracha to this world so you'll be able to learn Torah. But if you then think that yeshef bracha in the world that I gave you is just to have a good time and party around all day, then I'll take it away from you. And this is not. And he says, continues, chazes it over 20 times, not to leave it to anyone's imagination. What are the brachas and klolos that we have? Imavadatim es Hashem besimcha u'shmaratim darko. Shmaratim darko. Midas tovus. U'mashpia lachem ha'brochus ha'ele. And you allow the hashpah of all these brochus. Marchak, they'll keep the klolos away. Shetiyu p'nuyim le'hezchakim b'torah. What is the reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a shefer, gives Klal Yisrael a shefer broch in this world? You'll have everything good. You'll have olam haza and olam haba. Chayim tov olam haza. I'm avim chay olam haba. Sheim lo yikno heino chochma. Because if you don't get chochma satora here, you're not going to get it over there. And you don't have what to get there with. Okay. So now, shebizman shodim toru b'olam hazeh. If you toru b'olam hazeh, b'choli sickness b'lchama v'ravon, and you're hungry. Very, very clear. And because of this, why do we want Mashiach? Because we have to get rid of all those things that prevent us from learning Torah. And mitzvahs. And we have to be able to relax. Purpose of Mashiach is so we can learn Torah all day and get to Olam Haba. That's all. Oh, it keeps going and going and going. Okay, and sof haschar kulo v'atov achron eshein lehefsek, he says. Okay, so the Rambam is very, very clear about learning, doing a lot of learning Torah. A lot of learning Torah. Then the Rambam tells us something else in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Hilchos Talmud Torah. Hilchos Kriyas Shema begins. What is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim? Mahu kore kriya shema kabbalah samach l'shamayim. Okay. What is it? Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echod, v'avoso, v'hafto es Hashem Elokecho, v'talmudo, we're learning Torah, v'shinantam lo v'necho. Shezehu ha'ikur ha'shehu, and lima Torah, es ha'ikur ha'godo shahakol tolui bo. Of these three things, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, what do you think is most important? Rambam says Talmud Torah. That's the Iker HaGodol Shehakol Toliv. Because you don't really understand what Yichud Hashem and Avas Hashem is unless you learn Torah. HaKol Toliv, everything else depends on that. Now, you keep going. The Rambam says, and this is misunderstood and misquoted, and all contemporary people who have their agendas. The Rambam says like this. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kol ish me Yisrael chayev b'Talmud Torah. Is a very embarrassing mitzvah. That means every Jew has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Ben Oni, ben Osher, ben Shalom Begufo, ben Bal Yisurim, ben Bochur, ben Shuzokin, Godol Shetoch Hashkocho. Afilu Oni Amachazar Al Psochim, Afilu Bal Yishur Bonim. Chayiv L'Kvol Ozman, you have to be Kovei Ozman, Loma Torah, you have to have kfiyas every day and every night. Agisa Bo Yom V'Layla. Okay. The Rambam says, who is the balabos? 3 hours working, 9 hours learning. People say the Rambam says the mitzvah of the Rambam balabat. My family, we have a joke. It's so drilled into people's head. The Rambam said it's also to take money for Torah. This is the Yesod HaGadol in many places. Our Talmud, who the doctor said it was impossible for him to have children. He's trying to adopt a child. He only wanted a child from a Jewish father and a Jewish mother. So one day I have someone, a friend of mine who was Osek and a lot of different mitzvahs, calls me. I have it. So I met a young lady. Her grandfather had been one of Dole Torah in the United States. Her father was a good modern Orthodox Jew. She grew up in a good modern Orthodox home. Never she got pregnant, and she wasn't married. And she wanted the child to find a home in a good from home, which she obviously would not be able to provide. And everything was set up. And then she turned to me, this girl, and said, but, you know, I have to be very careful that it's really Orthodox. I said, yeah, this boy is totally Orthodox. He says, does he follow the Rambam? I'm looking, what does this mean? He says, well, you know, it's also to take money for learning Torah. I'm looking at this young lady. Yeah, you're very careful about the Rambam. It's also to take... Because what was drilled into all these people's stupid heads was the most fundamental issue in the world is to take money for learning Torah. Okay. Rambam never said that. What did the Rambam say? At least it's not my pshat in the Rambam. It's a kesef mishnah pshat in the Rambam. It's a shulchan aruch pshat in the Rambam, etc. There's money that's given for tmichas haTorah. There's money for giving that aniyim. There are different types of tzedakah. Money that's given for tmichas haTorah, you can use to learn Torah. Money that's given for aniyim has to be aniyim, someone who can't find a job. Rambam never, ever, ever said, at least according to the Kesef Mishnah, yeah, you'll find someone out there who has a pshat. But the Kesef Mishnah is pshat in the Rambam, and Rove people's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says very simple, because there are too many maimorei chazal, the opposite. Money that is given for tmichas haTorah, Tomchei Torah, the ones who support Torah. There's other money that's given for Aniyim. There's money given for Beis HaKnesses. There's money forgiven from Lulav and Esrik. There are a lot of different mitzvahs. You might give money for Ksiva Sefer Torah. It has to be used for Ksiva Sefer Torah. Money is given for... I decide it's wonderful. I want 20 Aniyim to have a Lulav and Esrik. Good. You can't use that money for something else. So there's money for the mitzvah of Tmichas HaTorah. There's money for the mitzvah of Hachzokas Aniyim. So the Rambam says, money that's given for the purpose of Tmichas HaTorah can be used for Tmichas HaTorah. Money that's given for the purpose of Aniyim has to be used for the purpose of Aniyim. That's not for the purpose of Tmichas HaTorah. Nothing else did he say. And because everything else he says, there'll be such plenty of people able to learn Torah, and they won't do anything else but learn Torah. So how do they get that money? Who's giving them the money? Apparently, there's so much money around, people decide it's kedai to invest in Tmichas HaTorah. This is the Rambam once and twice and 20 times. And the Rambam says, yeah. The Rambam is very rough. The Rambam said the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is being koveya zman b'yom v'laila. Av apish a mitzvah lilmo b'yom v'laila, in odom lo meid rov chochmos v'ol b'laila. Lefikach, mi shirotzo liskos b'kesa ha-Torah, yizohe b'chol leilotzov lo yeebor afilo achas mehen. He'll be careful not to spend one night not learning Torah. B'sheinu b'achilo shtiyo sicho chiyotzman ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chochma. Okay. Now, then the Rambam gets to the issur bittul Torah. Ki dvar Hashem bozo ze shlo hishkiach al divrei Torah kol ikr. This is someone who didn't make learning Torah in ikr in his life. V'chein kol she'ef shelo la'asuk b'Torah. Anyone who has the ability to learn Torah. That means whether you have the ability to learn it for the rest of your life, you have the ability to learn it for the next 5 hours, whenever you have that ability to learn Torah, and you don't learn it, oh, shikara v'shana, oh, he learned, and then he says, fine, I put in my time learning, upirish lahav leha olam, v'niach talmud, and he said, okay, I put in my years in yeshiva, now I got to get down to real life, to the real world. Right? That's what people say all the time. Got to get the real world. Someone who says that, Hari Bichlal Boze Dvar Hashem. He's treated Dvar Hashem with contempt. Omru Chachomim, Vamavatala Satorah Me Osher, Soful Avatla Me Oni. Vamakaima Satorah Me Oni, Soful Akaima Me Osher. Rambam is, so when people want to quote the Rambam about learning Torah, the Rambam was probably among Rishonim, the roughest and the toughest among all in Torah. And very rough. Number one, when he talks about Olam Haba, it's the Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Sota. So, the chashivas of learning of Torah, and the purpose of learning of Torah, and there's a reason. And the reason is, Kodesh Baruch who gave us the Torah, Rambam says, when he's explaining why it is, this is the way to get Olam Haba. Eitz chayim hila machzikim bo. By holding on to Torah, you hold on to life. You connect yourself to the source of all life, to Kodesh Baruch. The way we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Talmud Torah. In the Siddur, you'll see, when you say Birkas HaChodesh, you talk about Yerushimayim. We talk about Yerushimayim twice. First we say Yerushimayim is an Avas Torah Yerushimayim. It's Yerushimayim. But once you have Avas Torah and you learn Torah, your Yerushimayim is totally different. Your mitzvahs are different. Torah connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it changes the way you daven, the way you do mitzvahs, The way you do everything, it changes your midas and everything. That's why it's an Eitz Chaim. But you have to understand, when you learn the purpose of learning, the more you understand that Tosfos well, the more you makasha yourself to HaKadosh Baruch. And the deeper you understand, Karov Chochmoso, the deeper and the more involved you are in it, it connects you to HaKadosh Baruch. You may not feel that in the beginning. It's a while till you sensitize yourself to it. But that's why learning Torah is the Eitz Chaim. That's why learning Torah is the Yesod.